Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Beauty and the Brain, the podcast where we discuss all things aesthetics. Oh, I forgot. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Beauty and the Brain, the podcast where we discuss all things aesthetics. I'm your co-host, Dr. Chris Crowley.
You definitely need a new intro.
Yeah. Definitely need one. I'm Jerry Drinkard, and together, Chris and I own Skin and Tonic here in Pace, Florida. And today we're doing another episode of Beauty and the Brain with our co-host, Miss Allie Ballou, who's a nurse practitioner here at the clinic as well. This is kind of, none of our podcasts are scripted, but this is kind of a topic that we were just talking about earlier and that I think is important, especially for this time of the year, because a lot of people talk about it and ask about it. But it's summertime treatments or treatments that can be safely done during the summertime. Basically things we offer here at Skin and Tonic that you can do any time of the year. With that being said, I personally think it's a lot.
The topic's a lot?
I think the services we provide that can be done during the summer is a lot. So yeah, that makes the topic a lot because we offer a lot of services.
Allie, is there anything that you like would refuse to do for patients in the summer?
I think it depends on the patient's lifestyle more than anything. And that's what I like to talk to my clients about is like, I mean, if you're about to go to Panama City for the week, I'm not gonna do a CO2 on you. Just because I don't believe that you'll take care of it. But I mean, we have patients who are very precautious about the sun, who really don't get out in the sun. They don't enjoy going to the beach or going to a pool. And so their lifestyle is my lifestyle in the wintertime. So I think it really depends on the person. It's not always about the treatment, it's about the client. So I think it really just depends on their lifestyle and their habits and how good they are at protecting and caring for a procedure, post-procedure versus the procedure itself.
No, I totally agree. And I think that that's one of the differences over the years. I do think early on, I was scared to do procedures in the summer that may have complications from sun exposure. And we did have some of those where we did some early on CO2 lasers and those patients did get out in the sun and didn't listen to us and they had some pigment problems. I think that made me even more afraid to do it. Where I'm at this point kind of in my career, I think probably the same with you, Jerry, is I think we're better at educating patients on what they need to do before and after a procedure. So the pre and post procedure care. And as long as they're compliant and they'll follow that, it doesn't matter to me if it's what time of year it is. So I don't really see a service line that I no longer offer because of a seasonal approach. We definitely see from a business standpoint, there are some services that we don't do as much. And like you said, that's more because the patients prefer not to have to take those precautions afterwards.
Mm-hmm. I think the key component to its education. Mm-hmm. I think that's like year round also, because like we certainly don't want to, I mean, people vacation year round and they may vacation somewhere in December that still has a lot of sun. And so I think patient education about the pre-treatment you said, I think is equally as important as post-treatment, the recovery time, you know, their expectations, because we have a lot of, like you mentioned CO2, we have several degrees of CO2 that we can do where it has, you know, a cool pill type setting up to something extremely ablative and that requires a lot of downtime. So I think that with that being said, this may be a really, really short episode. So you can do
anything, anytime.
Just take a look at the website, skinandtonic.pro. Whatever you want to do, as long as you're not going to the beach for a week to fry afterwards, you can do it.
So maybe I should say, what are your favorite treatments to do during the summertime?
For us or for our clients?
We can do both.
I'm a sun worshiper. Like, I love to go to the beach. I will wear my sunscreen, but like, I'm going to be outside during the summertime. So like, me personally, I don't trust myself enough to get a Neogen, a CO2, a chemical peel this time of year, because I know I'm going to create more issues for myself than that procedure is going to help me with like PIH and things like that. So for that reason, like, me personally, I would stick to like injectables. I think I can still pretty much manage like microneedlings and or plexor shower. Obviously, facials are always safe to do. But things like that that only require like nurturing for a couple of days and then just be good about your sunscreen, I can do things like that very easily. But I think some of the bigger like lasers and things like that, I stay clear from because I know myself.
So taken from that information that you like the sun, you like the heat, you like to be at the beach, you like to drink a lot, And so from all of those things,
the drinking part, I think you added that.
All of those things, probably her favorite treatment is to get an infusion at Skin and Tonic to help her recover from rehydration to dehydration and hangover cure.
Yeah.
I think summertime's a really good time for a lot of people because a lot of our older patients tend to really stay in during the summer. And that's kind of one of the things we forget about. And like Chris said, we've talked a million podcasts about like our first bad investment was to buy CO2. And we bought it not while we were in Chicago, but we waited until we got to the Sunshine State to buy it. And then we were extremely afraid of it. But we have a lot of patients now, like I've probably done as many CO2s in the past 2 months as I have in the past 6 months. I mean, it's crazy how things come in waves. But I'm also with those patients, I haven't been afraid to offer the services because they know that it's a good time for them to be down. They want to look good in June or whatever for wedding. And so I think as long as you prepare the patients for it, and then we have a lot of other things that they don't want downtime. So some of the other laser treatments, such as a Airlace Neo, they don't require a lot of downtime. Or the Arrow, which is still an ablative laser, but they don't require as much downtime with that as they would, say, an aggressive CO2. So,
I really focus mine not necessarily around the time of the year because we do travel a lot and I'm in different climates. I usually focus mine more around events and how much downtime or recovery time I have for that. But I guess in the summer, there are things that I tend to stay away from because we are exposed to so much sun just walking out, doing routine things here. And I am terrible about routine sunscreen. I know we talk about it a lot, but that daily application, I'm not great with that. So I'm not like Allie. I don't go out and like lay at the beach for long periods of time, but just going out and about doing daily activities. Actually, pretty soon, I'm going to be having an Ulthera. Allie's doing it maybe tomorrow. It's on our schedule. And so it really, great results, minimal downtime, right? And so we won't really see a lot of changes for me in the short term. I'm going to expect to see those results more weeks down the road. So I can continue my daily activities, my injectables.
Even sun exposure with Ultherapy. Mm-hmm.
We need routine sun protection, but we don't need to really do a whole lot else. And so I like it because it's something that I can get long-term results with minimal downtime. And Allie's going to do a great job and keep me really comfortable, and I'm going to be a perfect patient.
Totally.
Yeah. We'll see if Danny's has the cameras for that. Danny, that'll be a good one to film. So, Allie's going to need a Xanax before work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Some of the things that we do stop is some of the topical products, like our hydroquinone, or some of the compounded creams that have hydroquinone. We also have like some of the vaginal lightening system that we use for like a lot of topical stuff for the face as well. And we don't typically like prescribe that during the summer.
Yeah, interesting enough, there are some of those that we can use year-round though for people, and we have those ones. So we stop the prescriptions a lot with the hydroquinone in it. Some of the ones that we use with like the tranexamic acid, those ingredients we can use year-round even, and so those are pretty good. But when we're using it for other areas like melasma, really the key with that is the sunscreen and sun protection, and so making sure that we talk to those patients about that. That's the best thing to do because we have a bunch of lasers. And what I find a different in seasonality is that we'll see people coming in the fall and the winter to reverse the damage they had in the summer. And a lot of that is around pigment. But we probably see that more than anything is people will come in and their dark spots are worse, or if they have melasma, it's worse. And if we could get one message across, it would be this time of year is the time. Yes, focus. If there are procedures you can have done, but more than anything, invest in something, a good sunscreen that you're going to put on your face. That's not going to irritate you, that's not going to feel heavy, it's something you're comfortable with wearing, so you will use it every day. Because that's the main thing, I think many people, myself included, we don't like the way a lot of different ones feel on our face, so therefore we don't use them. Mm-hmm. And then trying to like reverse that and undo that is a lot harder for us in the fall and the winter. And so that would be my big thing, is invest in a good sunscreen, sun protection.
Yeah, prevention, not correction. It's so much easier prevent. And speaking of topicals, like I'm outside and in the sun enough that I personally don't even really like being on a Retin-A in the summertime because of that skin cell turnover and those new skin cells that are so much more easy to burn than probably what's laying on my face right now. So I don't even really love being on a Retin-A. The Zio Bright Alive is something that I'll switch a lot of my melasma patients to because it has lightening in it that's not HQ.
It has tranexamic acid, right? I don't remember for sure, but I think that's...
And some vitamin C as well. Mm-hmm. So I do really like that product for melasma during the summertime. But another product that I've been surprised by because I know how much I'm in the sun, I have melasma like around my hairline, and that's one of the things I hate. And it always gets worse in the summertime, and then I'll do a peel or a Neogen or whatever in the fall. But this summer, I've been using my Plated daily, and actually my melasma has not gotten worse, even though I've gotten a fair amount of sun so far this summer. And it's reversing some of my melasma as well without having to use HQ, which I love because HQ scares me because of how much I like to be in the sun. So my hope is that I don't have to go on hydroquinone anymore and then not even deal with that risk.
Have you tried? I know that we have a new product from Zio. They just brought us a week or two ago, and I don't know if we've had any patients on it yet, but it's a gel sunscreen.
Oh, I felt it. Yes.
Is it thin or is it?
It's thin. Yeah, I like the feel of it. I'm more likely to wear sunscreen that looks pretty. So I still love the Elastin Hydratint. But Zio also has tinted sunscreens too. And the nice thing is too, I know like especially for any of our clients listening, the Elastin Hydratint comes in one shade. The Zio comes in multiple shades. And then we also have the powder sunscreen that we talked about on our sun protectant episode, which is great for reapplication. So I think for me, probably like the Elastin Hydratint and then the Zio
powder. I love the Elastin products. The main thing, and that's what I use primarily on my own face. Mm-hmm. The Hydratint just feels a bit thick, and it does have a pretty color to it. And to me, I like the smoothness that it, my skin looks very even and smooth after application, but I still feel like I have something on my face. And that's what I don't particularly like is the feeling I have something on there. So the sunscreens I've tended to be more consistent with using are the ones that are very light. That doesn't feel like I have a lot on my face.
You love the powder when we used it before. And it's, I mean, shame on me, but I just realized that Zio had a powdered mineral sunscreen, and it's the one that does come in different tints that we have here.
And I used one for a while that Hydropeptide that was a very light, it was a tinted one as well, and it was a really light feel.
That was probably our leading seller for years and years and years was that Hydropeptide
sunscreen. Yeah, it was very light. But it was probably one of the only sunscreens that I actually wore daily as it was intended to be worn because it didn't feel heavy on my face.
And it probably feels like it doesn't feel heavy for me. I don't have that experience with it, but I'm also used to makeup feel too. Yeah. So like when you don't wear makeup every day, like to me, it's a great alternative to makeup. Like when I come to work every day, I put on the Elastin SPF, some concealer, bronzer, blush, and go.
Absolutely love Plated as well. And so I do Plated daily. And I do the Elastin Restorative Skin Complex. But you can imagine how those feel. It's kind of like you just put a lotion on your face and it's done. So I don't feel any residual anything. And with when I start putting some thicker sunscreens on there, that I feel like then I can tell there's something on my face, on my skin.
Are you still using eye? Mm-hmm. Like I thought about it earlier, like your eyes look better from something.
Plated eye, Plated daily. I'll switch every now and then to Plated, like the Intense or Calm, like I'll just for like a week or so I'll use, but daily is what I use. And then the Elastin, so the Elastin Wash, the Elastin Restorative Skin Complex is probably my favorite.
I love that stuff.
Yeah, that's if I had to pick one thing, so I don't know between that and Plated, it would be hard. And so I don't really know what's the better of the two, but I'm sticking with both for now.
I like the science behind both of them, but like Plated to me just seems, I don't know if it's because I know it's like coming from humans and I'm like, yeah, they had to work hard to get that. It's got to be good, you know? I don't know if it's that or what it is, but I feel like the Plated is like, I don't think I'll ever get off of it, unfortunately.
So they're just very different, right?
And so, but I don't like how it feels on my face. Like the Restorative Skin Complex, I love putting that on. Like that feels so nice. But the Plated is just like I'm doing it because I feel like I have to.
The daily?
Because it's so light?
The Intense, hate it. Because it just feels like water on my face.
That's my favorite.
And the daily is still not moisturizing enough for me. Like it's better, but the Restorative Skin Complex, the feel of it, oh my God, I love it.
Yeah, I don't think that it doesn't feel moisturizing to me at all. It just feels like nothing. Like I feel like I just have to put it on because it works.
Yeah. And my face feels like a little like tight. Like it's almost like a little sticky maybe. Not sticky in a bad way, but my face feels a little snug after I put it on.
My eyes do after using the Plated eye for sure.
The caffeine probably.
interesting. We didn't plan this, but the topic kind of veered to this. Like in the summer,
yeah,
we're talking more about skin products. And that's really, really important is that we're talking about this at home and product use because, you know, a lot of people will not want to commit to the post-care needed for some of the more aggressive. Now, injectables, so fillers, toxins, biostimulants, so our Sculptra, those sorts of things we can do year round. We still want sun protection in the at home. But even when we talk about those procedures, we know that we can get even better results with those like biostimulants if we combine them with things like the restorative. A really nice study, clinical study, looking at combining the elastin restorative with Sculptra. And those results, looking at the people who had it and who didn't at the 3 months afterwards. So pretty impressive what we see with that. So I think that's really a takeaway is don't forget to invest in what you're doing at home as much as you're investing in your aesthetic provider and their practice.
And we still have, we didn't even mention like the services that are offered by the aestheticians and the high frequency machines we have. So there's tons of things you can still do here.
Well, and looking at things to build collagen and so our red light therapies, we have those, the regular facials. Looking at all the different types of devices that they're able to use, right? And some of the exciting things that we may be getting in the next few months. You know, I always like new technology. And so we'll see what we're going to be bringing on next. Should I just announce it to Jerry live on the podcast and or let him see from the bank account when it's deducted?
Yeah, just let him be surprised me.
Just let him be surprised when it rolls
in
the
door. I
want to know. Allie's like, tell her.
Tell her.
No, I have no We haven't decided, but we always like new and exciting technology. And so we'll see what we have by the fall here at Skin and Tonic because
we'll have something new for sure.
Yeah, as things evolve. And so we really kind of like to preview that with our members first. And so we have a big membership program here. And so in the summer, we have a lot of exciting things for them.
And all the member services are totally appropriate for summertime.
Yeah. And so as far as getting that, we've kind of designed those member services where they can be utilized year round. And so they don't have to stop it during certain times of the year because we really want them, what we see is much better results over time for people who are getting routine care. And it's not always those high-end expensive procedures. These are things that they're doing every month to maintain their collagen production. And so we can do it through topicals, things at home, through things we do here in the practice. And so anything on our member services menu is appropriate to get year round. I think the best way is to really open your mind. Think about what's bothering you when you look at the mirror and then talk to a qualified provider. And so if you're a provider out there, think about what it is in your practice that you may shy away from at certain times of the year, what it is that you want to highlight. And so we definitely see that there are things that we promote and market and bring people's attention to with seasonality. So in the fall, in the winter, we start to push a lot of things like chemical peels, aggressive lasers, because we know in general people will have downtime and want to look better for the holidays, reverse some of that summer damage. Even though there's a seasonality to it, we can do a consult. And that's the best way to find out what's appropriate for you is to come in and see one of us or go see one of your providers. And if you're a provider listening, think about what you're going to highlight at different points of the year to really bring people's attention to the services that you offer.
But I was going to say, let's say our favorite summer treatment, but we don't have maybe injectables.
Sunscreen,
there you go. It's sunscreen. That's my favorite too, sunscreen.
Sculptra, mine is still Sculptra year round, right? And so I need to get my whole body pumped back up. We're going to do my Sculptra butt, maybe my
Sculptra.
Chest, my face. So Allie's going to do my Altera, Jerry's going to do Sculptra, and then whoever decides to do my facelift is going to have a heart attack when they have to work through all that.
That'll be a lot of Sculptra.
Lots of Sculptra.
You have to get like a chainsaw out to cut it.
Yeah. Thank you, Allie.
Well, no, in a good way, because you have
some collagen. If you don't have collagen, no one's got collagen.
So. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for another episode of Beauty and the Brain. Go check us out on our YouTube channel. All of these podcasts, you don't just have to listen to them on Spotify or Apple. That's still where we have most of our listeners. But we have a lot of, they're all video, they're all put on YouTube, and we put a lot of cool pictures and some behind the scenes things on that YouTube channel. So go check out that YouTube channel at Beauty and the Brain, and we look forward to seeing you next week on another episode.
See you soon.
Happy summer.